Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on Thursday, January 23rd. If you're planning to travel much this year, we're betting that you may consider a different airline than you have in the past, namely Delta. That's because with the Boeing MAX 737 grounded indefinitely, rival airlines have had to cancel tens of thousands of flights, but Delta had never purchased any of the troubled planes, a decision CEO Ed Bastian is surely happy about. As well he should be. Delta's earnings jumped 21% over 2018. Revenues climbed 6% to $47 billion, making it the world's largest airline by revenue. Bastian called 2019 the best year in the company's history. Its performance was so good that it surprised Wall Street analysts, some of whom had not been upbeat about Delta toward the end of the year. That shiny earnings report came out on January 14th. The next day, Bastian claimed another New Year's present. For the third year in a row, Delta took the top spot in the Wall Street Journal's Middle Seat Scorecard, which compares nine U.S. airlines. The scorecard evaluates the airlines on on-time arrivals, flight cancellations, extreme delays, mishandled baggage, and other variables, all the things that can make us pull our hair out. Well, interestingly, Middle Seat columnist Scott McCartney says after the first week of the grounding, the MAX 737 didn't affect the data. The point here, this scorecard uses statistics to compare how the airlines perform operationally, with or without acts of God or Boeing. And for the most part, that reflects well on Delta and poorly on American, which dropped to last place from number six last year. As McCartney points out, Delta canceled an average of 36 flights a day last year. American was about five times as bad, with 159 a day. Delta mishandled more than 1,300 bags a day, meaning it was either lost or late. If that sounds like a lot, it's not. Actually, it's the least among the carriers. American lost or delayed twice as many bags. Can you believe it? Where Delta really shone, though, was in bumping passengers involuntarily. Delta kicked only nine people out of their seats for the entire year. American, more than 15,000. Interestingly, Southwest tied with Alaska Airlines for the number two spot, even though it suffered the most from the MAX grounding. Southwest owns 34 of the 737 MAXs, the largest such fleet in the world. American's executives have already acknowledged some of their failings and promised better performance in the year ahead. And Delta's Ed Bastian isn't sitting on his laurels either. Delta's hiring thousands of new workers this year. Bastian is also promising innovations in customer service and is reportedly even considering reducing or dropping ticket change fees, the better to compete with Southwest. The Middle Seat Scorecard is more than a consumer report for travelers. It's taken seriously by airline execs who, as American is doing, often plan improvements based on that data. And as we know here at Business Wars Daily, there's nothing like competition to prompt change. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Speaking of scorecards, how about hopping onto your favorite podcast app and giving us a 5-star rating? It really helps new listeners find us, and for that, we thank you. I'm David Brown, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim.
You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.